Just before we move on to the children's talk, I do believe I just want to share something with you. I'm learning the the way, one of the ways God can speak is through dreams, and I've been taking a bit more notice of some of them. So I had one this morning, and just a sliver of it included a picture of a travel brochure, really, and it was like a set out like a calendar and a glossy travel magazine, but on the cover there was like one price, but as you went through and saw all the different opportunities you could have, there were single price tags for each experience or meal. So there was one cover on the one cost cover, whole thing, or there was little items you could pay for, and the glossy magazine was phenomenal. Absolutely leap off the page photography, just mouth watering food, all sorts. It was something that you would want to do. And I'm just pondering and reflecting on what God might be trying to say through that. I get the feeling that he wants us to know that all that he offers is like that great glossy magazine, and he's paid the cover price through Jesus. So we can try and get our little one off and just take a sliver here and maybe one there and go, oh, I'd like that experience, but I don't want the whole thing, I just want that. So just a wee challenge this morning, are you in for the whole glossy magazine? Take the trip, enjoy the brochure, let's do it. Don't just settle for less than just a ticket, you know, because he's got the whole thing sorted. And I think that ties in quite nicely with faith. So, can I have a couple of volunteers? I need a small volunteer this morning, willing to try something for me. Anyone? Oh, Cynthia. Thanks. Come on up. Woo-hoo. Right. Oh, excellent. Right. Okay. So come on up here. I've got two small volunteers. That's great. So can you be my big volunteer? Cool. Do you trust Cynthia?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. It's great. Right then. I want you to study that, and I want you to study that too, all right? Oh, it's been moved. I knew that tracker would be a great thing. Cool. So, Hayden, I'm just gonna blindfold you, okay? Now, I don't want you to be able to see out. Can you see out?
No.
No, you can't see out?
Probably
can't breathe. Good. Okay, can you breathe? Thanks, Eleanor. Okay, right. Okay, you ready? Oh, it's just a long one. Can you see it?
Sort of.
Sort of. Okay, well, I'll try and fix it. I don't want to do anything with your fantastic hair, though. That's amazing. Oops. Is it slipping off?
Yeah.
Okay, oh well. Is it better? Can you see it?
Yeah.
You can. Oh, I should have done the other one. But can you see it now?
Yeah.
All right, good. Hang on. Can you put your fingers on top so I can tighten it up so it doesn't slip off? I want him to do it up there to keep it up. Is it going to slip off?
No.
All right. How's that? Can you see it? Fantastic. Right. Okay. Cynthia, I'd like you to guide Hayden through the maze, please. Can you do that?
I'm stuck
in
the steps.
Can you see?
No.
Okay. Will you hang fire for a minute? Get you both down the steps. You still trust her? Good. Okay, I'll just, you walk forward. And he's going to go down. Stop there. You don't move. Right, you come forward now. Yep, good. Excellent. Okay. Rightio. So can you take Hayden through with encouragement from us to through the maze? Here's Hayden's hand here. There you go. Alright, off you go.
Take a step.
Can you take a step, Hayden? Good boy.
Take another step.
Go to the right.
Yeah, good. You can use the edge of the pews if anyone help. That's good.
Bloody head's okay.
Good. I like this. This is really good. Right. Good work. So there, you're doing a great job.
Be careful.
Good. That's it. Keep going. You're doing a great job. I'll be very helpful.
Watch out for the church rat.
Around that one.
That's it, keep going. Two more sets and you'll be right. Good. Well done. We're going to undo you. Job. Let me read you something from the Bible. And it says, now faith brings our hope and reality into reality and becomes the foundation needed for the things we long for. It's all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen. The testimony of faith is what previous generations were commended for. So having faith in God to get us through all those things, for God, really, they're not there. He's way bigger than that. So we need to trust each other to help each other, but we've got to trust God even more because he knows that the things that are really big for us are nothing to him. That's a pretty cool message, eh? Let's remember that. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that you are bigger than anything and you have everything under control. Lord, thank you that anything we might face is just disappears to you because you've got it sorted. Lord, help us to remember that we can trust each other, but if we trust you more, then you keep us on the right track. In Jesus' name, amen. Cool.
You guys
going to
trust me this morning?
Cool. Thanks.